Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Oh my, yeah, he is worthy, he is worthy, he is worthy. He is Jesus, he is the Lord of God, of Lords, he is the King of Kings. He is the Lord God Almighty. And that is Lentombela. Lenny, I see you, Lenny, I see you. Lenny is like, amen, 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 Lord Jesus, you're worthy. Hallelujah. Wow, hallelujah. Praise the Lord for that, Lenny, and all family members wherever you at. That was Lentombela, you are, and before that, Sombonga, blessed and favored. And on the line, I'm joined by Pastor Adelaide Wells, and I said that he is going to lead us in prayer today, praying for our couples, taking a moment to just speak into their lives and pray for them. It's been a while since we took time to just pray for our marriages, pray for relationships, the courtships as well, and for those who desire and aspire to be in that space. Yes, yesterday we got a moment of praying for those who aspire to be in relationships, but we didn't pray for those who are already in courtships and those who are already in marriage. And he is joining me right now. How Muruti, how are you?
I am blessed of the Lord and very strong. Thank you so much, ma'am. How are you?
And we say happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday, Muruti Letwell. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
So when are we getting the cake, Nabobabu Nkosi and everyone? When are you bringing the cake?
Yeah, soon.
Happy birthday, Muruti. May the Lord keep keeping you. May he bless you. May he make his face shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. May he give you peace and good success in all that you do. May you be blessed, and may you have all the reasons to celebrate in the new year that you're starting today. May his hand always be upon you. And yeah, breakthroughs, joy, laughter, love in the new year. Mom Nicolene Khadeva saying happy birthday, Pastor Gladwell.
Amen. Thank you, Mama.
Oh my. And she's also thanking me for playing Uhle Ntombela. Ah, he is, you know, just worshiping the Lord. Pastor Gladwell had to also listen to that, start worshiping and thanking God for life. And if we were not afraid, we would say, how old are you now? 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 But we will keep it for the family. A blessed day to you. We are praying for couples. Muruti, let me ask you something personal. How did the love for couples and marriages and relationship develop in you? I mean, you go all over ministering to couples. How did that start?
Yeah, that's a really interesting question. Yeah, no, actually, it's part of the calling. You know, when God calls you, he gives you a desire, first and foremost, for that which he's calling you unto. So, yeah, you know, it came out of a desire to see people really enjoying their marriage, to see people being blessed, to see people becoming the best of marriage partners. And, yeah, coupled with the experiences that one has had to go through in life, that also helped to fuel the desire. And that's how it all started many, many, many years ago.
Mm.
And the Lord started using me in that. And, yeah, that's how it all started.
Sure. And I'm sure there are many testimonies that came as a result of God using you in this space, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we've seen the Lord do so many things through the years.
Mm.
He's been good. And we've seen, you know, people being helped and having their lives turned around. We've seen even some people who were thrown in the towel and who were rejected by others. We've seen the Lord restore them. We've seen the Lord raise them up. You know, as he says in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10, after you have suffered a while, the God of all grace, who has called you unto eternal glory, will himself restore you, perfect you, establish you, and strengthen you. And we've seen God do so many things. You know, one could write a book about all the testimonies that one has witnessed and experienced as well.
Sure. Moruti, in your vast experience, in your vast journey with couples, with the Lord, and the teachings that the Lord has been using you to minister to couples, what message do you have for the couples today, coming from all of that, the richness that you possess over the years?
Yeah, no, thank you so much. You know, the message that one can bring to the couples is that first and foremost, God loves you. God loves all of you, both men and women, both husbands and wives. Marriage is an institution that was originally created by God, and the intention of marriage is for couples to enjoy themselves and to enjoy each other within the marriage institution. So do your best to be lovable, do your best to love yourself, to take care of yourself, do your best to love your spouse, and as a wife, do your best to be submissive to your husband, so that in that way you can both enjoy. So the point of marriage is enjoyment, enjoyment, and enjoyment. It's meant to fulfill rather than anything else. So if you're in a marriage where you feel like you're not enjoying, you feel like you're not experiencing the blessings, I pray for you that the Lord may help you and sustain you, and that the Lord may open your eyes. The Bible says, my people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge.
Mm.
So in many cases, the marriages suffer not so much because there's something wrong with the marriage, but because the two people involved in the marriage lack knowledge in certain areas, and so they don't know how to manage this relationship and the resources around them. And that's something that one can learn, and I'm saying that all of us can experience peace. We can experience joy. We can experience the blessings of a very, very fruitful and fulfilling marriage life.
Can we take our couples to the Lord in prayer and praying for... Yesterday, we had an opportunity of praying for those that are aspiring to be in that space. Can we just take a moment and pray for those who are already in and whatever their needs are?
Let us do so. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we thank you, we worship you, we bless your holy name. For those who have taken the decision and taken the bold step, like God Almighty, to be in a marriage with their partner. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray that the Lord God, Holy Spirit, help each one of all the couples, Lord God, in Jesus' name, as individuals, but also together as a couple. Help them fill every one of us with your wisdom, O God, in the name of Jesus, so that we know how to behave ourselves, so that we know how to face the challenges of life that come even when we are in a marriage situation. I pray, Lord God, in Jesus' name, that you help couples not to focus on problem solving alone, but to focus on seeking happiness and joy and fulfillment. Father, I know that you know how people can be fulfilled in a marriage. And so I pray in the name of Jesus that the Lord God, Holy Spirit, may reveal to all couples how to enjoy marriage, how to derive fulfillment from the marriage experience. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Father, that those who are hurting and those who feel burdened in their marriage lives, we pray for them that you strengthen them, that they may come unto you, Lord, and take on your yoke and take on your burden, for your yoke is easy and your burden is light. Help us to realize, Lord, that if we follow the leadership of the Holy Spirit and if we follow the guidance of the Word of God, all shall be well. I pray, therefore, in the name of Jesus, that you protect all the marriages, Father. In the name of Jesus, protect all the couples. Even, Father, help us, Father, to be able to overcome influences that come externally to try and come in and contaminate the marriage relationship. I pray, Lord God, in Jesus' name, that you help us to recognize that attack from the enemy as soon as it comes, and so that we can take cover, as your word says, and so that we can hide yourself in your word, Lord. We can apply your word and apply your principles and know that with your, through your word and your principles, we will always experience that which God has intended. May the purpose of the Lord prevail in every marriage, in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, I pray, Lord God. Amen.
And amen. Amen. And for family members seeking to talk to you directly, how do they do so? How do they find you?
They can call me, SMS me, or WhatsApp me on 071-148-4938.
Mm-hmm.
That's 071-148-4938. And mm-hmm. on Facebook, they can just look for Glad Lord Zaban. Mm-hmm. Other than that, if you wish to communicate by email, the email address is gladlordzaban@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. Murut, is it easy being a marriage therapist, a relationship therapist? Is it an easy one?
Is it easy?
Is it an easy one, being a marriage therapist?
Not at all. Not at all. Not at all, man. It's not easy at all, because, you know, you see things that happen in private that don't get to be seen in the public. And, you know, your desire is to help these people to overcome these challenges that they experience and that they have to face. You know, behind closed doors. And, you know, at other times, you know, you do your best to help couples, and you see the marriage go ahead and collapse. And, you know, it really is painful. It pains a lot. But also at the same time, you also, as, you know, a counselor and a therapist, you also experience attacks. In your life, you know, sometimes you try to,
because you stand in the gap.
Absolutely, absolutely, you know. And sometimes you try to help people, and the very people you're trying to help sometimes turn on you.
Oh my, yeah.
So yeah, you have to, you know, build up the courage to say, you know what, it's part of the work that I'm called to do. I know that, you know, with the Lord on my side, all shall be well. So, yeah, it's not easy at all. Sometimes you have to address extremely difficult questions. I mean, like, really difficult situations. But I'll tell you, the most challenging part of it is the fact that the question of confidentiality.
Yeah.
You have to be very disciplined in terms of confidentiality, to make sure that not even your family members know what, you know, you are discussing with family members who come to you for assistance.
And I'm sure it's not easy, hey?
Thanks a lot.
And also not to find yourself preaching about it as well.
You see, that's the other thing. Mm. That's where the discipline has to come in, you know, where you have to avoid preaching about it and talking about it in such a way that the person will be sitting in the congregation and listening to that and thinking, that's me right there.
Hey!
You know?
Hey! So you are gathering a preaching through me,
yes,
a message.
Yes, you know? And the other most challenging part is that you have to be very practical, you have to be knowledgeable, and you have to deal with the facts, you know, make sure that you are as accurate as you possibly can be.
Yeah.
Because when people come to you, they really need help. It's not just about giving a nice talk, you know, that makes you feel good. It's about resolving issues and problems, solving problems, and helping people sometimes who are weak, you know, to lift them up. And so you do need to be really prayed up and prepared. You have to pray very hard.
Yeah, and also depend on the Lord, Holy Spirit, I believe, for guidance as well.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow, Muruti, thank you so much for all these years that you've been ministering unto the family. And may the Lord keep raising you up and keeping you. And may we get more testimonies of those who've been ministered to, even through the airwaves, because you have been with us throughout. And we are grateful for that. And yes, may the Lord bless you. May He give you the desires of your heart in this new year. Thank you so much for the moment you have given unto us today. And I know you were like, hey, Sibongile, today, ne? It's a special day. So, yeah, do enjoy your birthday. Masi Chava says, happy birthday to you, Prophet Zabane.
Thank you,
Muruti. Thank Have you yourself so a beautiful day further. Ay, remetse ke, Kerun.
Okay.
Bye bye.
Keep waiting.
I okay, Royem, until next year. No, enjoy your day, Muruti. Bye bye.
Thank you so much. Bye bye.
What a blessing he is in the kingdom of God, my family, for years he's been ministering unto us right here on Radio Pulpit. He is Gladwell Zabane on social media platforms. And if you'd like to talk to him directly, you can send him a WhatsApp. You can call him on 071-148-4938. Oh, he would take time and just pray for God's guidance into how he should counsel his people when marriages are concerned. That is amazing to see. That is amazing to see. May the Lord bless him and keep keeping him. 071-148-4938. 071-148-4938. If you're seeking for a therapist in relationships, and he does general counseling as well. Not only does he specialize in marriages, but yes, he does counsel one-on-one for individuals who do need counseling. Ah, yeah, what an awesome time we just had with him.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.